WBBL and the Sixers, what a season they've had. And they're going to host the final on Saturday. 11 wins and 2 losses. And I think a no result from their 14 games. And their last 3 matches, well, Kate Peterson, their all-rounder, she has been absolutely superb with the ball. Yep, and she's 3 for 31, 3 for 27, 4 for 17 in her last 3.
Good numbers, those, Middo.
A bit of a swing bowler and certainly taking some wickets. And overall, pretty economical as well. And she joins us now. Kate, good morning to you.
Morning. How you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. So it was a week where it all sort of came together for you. Describe what it's done for your confidence.
Boosted it massively. But, no, it's just really good to get out there with the girls. And I guess we've been training really hard all season to, I guess, to get some of the results. Yeah, it was pretty special.
Yeah, Kate, you've been playing well as a group, as a whole. I guess, you know, I think of this Sixers team that's always got that expectation. You've got a number of superstar players in your team, but what's been the difference, I guess, this season compared to the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, well, this has been my first season with the Sixers, yep. But I think just, I guess looking from afar last season, just the whole vibe within the group. We've got a few new internationals and a new coach, and everyone's just really enjoying their cricket off the field and on the field. So, yeah, I just think it's the enjoyment factor. That there is, and obviously when you're enjoying it, you're going to put your best cricket out there.
What about conditions? How have they changed throughout the season? And again, as Middo just mentioned, your last 3 games, picking up wickets, and I think it's underrated in this format. A lot of people talk about saving runs, but the key to me to win games of cricket is look to bowl teams out. What's been the difference for you? Why are you taking so many wickets, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to, I guess, keep the ball up there and try and get it to swing and I guess bring in all forms of wickets that I can, all forms of dismissals. Yep. We've played on some pretty good wickets, had some challenging outfields, over the board they've been pretty good.
So you've got a few days now, Kate, of no cricket before the final. I mean, how's everyone attacking it? Because sometimes when you're on a roll, you probably like to keep playing.
You're getting blind, what do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. We're just trying to take this week to, I guess, rest up as much as we can, get rid of any niggles across the group and just have a few really good training hit-outs. We've got a good training run on Thursday at North Sydney, so just get used to the conditions and hopefully be ready to go on Saturday.
Is it a pinch-me moment, Kate, when you line up with the likes of Elise Perry and Alyssa Healy?
I still haven't gotten over it. awesome. I still can't believe it. So, yeah, definitely.
And what have you learnt off those girls?
I just, try and take as much as I can from them, I guess, off the field as well, how they go about their preparation, their planning, their training, and then just on the field, just the way that they go about it, how they execute, how they come back if they haven't, I guess, got it exactly right. So, yeah, I just really try and get as much out of them as I can.
And, Kate, how important is it for those guys? And I guess you can also add Ash Gardner to that group as well, that their leadership is so important. Like we're seeing Elise Perry captain the Sixers. Alyssa Healy now gets the opportunity to go and captain Australia, even though she's not captaining a BBL team. But from knowing these two girls, it doesn't matter who's captain, who's got the C beside their name. They're very good and they're happy to help out. So they're leaders without that C or VC beside their name. Has that been important for you?
Yeah, definitely. I guess as a young player coming into a new group, and I guess getting my first real opportunity on the big stage, it's just been so, I guess, helpful to have their support. Obviously, they've got a wealth of knowledge and experience, and they're really good about sharing that with the younger players. So that's been, awesome.
We're speaking with Sydney Sixers all-rounder Kate Peterson. And, Kate, what was it like playing against your old side, the Thunder?
I was pretty nervous. I was excited as well. But I guess the Sydney Smash has always been probably the biggest game for the Sydney teams. Just to get the win over them was pretty cool.
And tell us a bit about your background in the game, where you grew up and where did your love of the game come from?
Yeah, so I grew up in Western Sydney. My older sister actually was playing cricket. Both my parents played cricket as well, so it's sort of been through our family. And I just wanted to be like my older sister and play cricket, so I joined my local club at Castle Hill. And then moved across to Parramatta grade and then out to Penrith for grade, and then I've actually just moved down to Adelaide for the longer format game. So. Mm. Yeah.
And what are your goals sort of by the end of the summer? What are you looking to have achieved and to progress to?
Hopefully a big bash final would be nice, a championship. Probably just still try and improve as much as I can, get as much as I can out of all the players, go back down to Adelaide for the WNCL comp and hopefully we can go back-to-back finals there. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Now you touched on it, but tell us about the impact of Charlotte Edwards, your coach.
Yeah, look, she's been insane. I heard from a lot of the Strikers girls who she's been with for the past few years how incredible she was. And, yeah, she's just such a wealth of knowledge. She's such a cool character off the field. She just makes everyone really calm. Yeah, she just makes you, I guess, feel like you could go out there and take 10 wickets every game. Yeah, she's just so special.
Okay, tonight the eliminator. So the Brisbane Heat plays Hobart. The winner of that will play the Adelaide Strikers. And then the winner of that plays your side in the final. Who do you think you'll be playing?
Oh, strongest feeling is the Heat. Yeah, I just feel like they've got that team that could go out there. They've got the big hitters and some really good bowlers. So, yeah, that's my bet.
No doubt you'll take on all comers, though, Kate. And congratulations on what you've achieved so far this WBBL season. And good luck. Go well in the final.
Awesome. Thank you very much.